A UK-based Syrian opposition group says that over 400 people have been killed in 3 weeks of fighting around the Syrian city of Kobani. The group said the real toll is much higher, but it's difficult to document deaths because of the inaccessibility of much of the area. The U.S.-led coalition has pounded different areas around the Syrian Kurdish city of Kobani amid criticisms that the airstrikes are not actually targeting militant positions. Meanwhile, the militants have seized control of three districts in the strategic city, and fighting has now spread to new areas in the south and the west. The European Union wants the Spanish government to explain the details of the recent Ebola case in which a nurse contracted the disease. The nurse was part of a team attending two Spanish missionaries with Ebola who were repatriated from West Africa 2 weeks ago. A U.S. drone strike in Pakistan's South Waziristan region leaves six people dead. The unmanned aircraft fired missiles at a home in Shawal district of the Restiv tribal region near the border with Pakistan. This is the third U.S. drone attack in as many days, bringing the death toll to 19. Egyptian troops have killed 16 militants in the Restiv Sinai Peninsula. The offensive was launched against their hideouts in three villages near Rafah on the Egypt-Gaza borderline. Officials also reported that four militant commanders were arrested during the operation. And London subway workers are planning a two-day strike next week over government spending cuts and the closure of ticket offices. The walkout will be held from October the 14th to the 16th. On these days, health workers, civil servants, and council workers will also stage strikes across the country over pay and job disputes.